young Samuel and older, maybe a little wiser, Eli are asleep in the temple. And a little bit slow off the mark with receiving the message they are intended to be given. A little bit slow off the mark, I think we can all understand this morning getting into our coal vehicles, I imagine. It also reminds me of a time I was preaching and noticed two parishioners fast asleep. During my homily, I signaled over to Father to go wake them up. But he signaled back to me saying, "You wake them up, you put them to sleep." And yes, through God's incarnation, all creation is awakened. Once Samuel responds as he is coached, he learns actually of a horrible fate awaiting Eli due to the wickedness of Eli's sons. He really pushes Samuel and wants to know what the fate is before his sons. He's very persistent. But God, we learn, is even more persistent in his pursuit of our heart. Mark's gospel is 16 chapters, and I invite all of you to read the entire manuscript when you get a chance in one complete sitting. You'll discover Jesus is very busy in Mark's account, and events unfold immediately and with urgency. Again, Peter's mother-in-law neither will wait long for attention. As soon as synagogue prayer is complete, Jesus and his closest followers head to Peter's mother-in-law's. She's ill with a fever, like many Calcarians also these days. Unable is this woman even to get out of bed. Others are handling her matriarchal duties. She's really sick to allow this to happen. But when she is approached and touched by Jesus, not only does the fever leave her, but perhaps even more importantly, her full human dignity is returned and restored. And her impulse is to respond in service immediately. What a glorious way to express gratitude to God. Friends, there's a flow to observe in our Lord's motions today, from prayer, teaching and healing, then ministry. The spokes, we could say, upon which authentic Christian baptism revolves. We see a cycle Mother Church urges us to adopt and emulate. No doubt serving our brothers and sisters is at times exhausting. Kingdom building takes effort. God's work, though, is only accomplished by people of prayer. Prayer is like the steering wheel of our ministry. It's how we keep aligned and on track. The entire community moves nearer to God with many people of prayer loading the gospel cargo of teaching and healing into Jesus' hall. We, the living and moving body of Christ, are sent to heal brokenness in its many forms. We are, however, only as effective in our service in so much as we gather in common prayer. We imagine that healing, prayer, and teaching are the spokes around which sacramental life revolves, then most assuredly, Jesus, in this most holy Eucharist, is our sacramental axle.